I have to confess, I didn't know it could feel like this. When you first came to me and asked to have your cock locked up, I really didn't know what to think. I mean, I'd heard stories, and the idea of it amused me. But I have to say, I thought it was for guys who were, what's the word? Different from you. What kind of man would willingly let a girl lock up his cock? What kind of girl would do that to her man? I had so many questions. Remember the first time we tried? You wanted to show me how to put it on you, and I wouldn't let you. I wanted to do it myself. I wanted to figure it out. All those shiny metal pieces, trying to imagine it on you. Watching you squirm and grimace as I pulled your balls through the thick metal ring. I know better now. One at a time, not both at once. But you let me play and experiment, and I'm glad you did. It made it fun for me, turned it into a game. And you know how much I love games. You were a good sport. I adore that about you. You got so hard as my hands fumbled around. I loved feeling your cock swell in my grasp. I liked how embarrassed you were, blushing for me. God, you were so adorable. You kept trying to give me hints, but I didn't want them. You don't learn how to play games by reading the manual. You learn by doing it, by playing, by trying things out and seeing what works. I don't need to be fast or efficient. I need to learn. When I do that, I get to make it my own. My cage, my cock, my key. Oh, and I wanted to make it fun for both of us. I really love that cage. It will always be special to me because it was our first one. We started slow at first, an hour at a time, then all day. I remember the first time we kept it locked all night, seeing you wake up with your cock straining in its cage, so hard, harder than I think I've ever seen it before. I remember how it felt, seeing you in pain. How much you wanted that thing off of you. I didn't know until that very moment how I was going to react. It was one thing when we were playing to get you all excited in your cage, teasing you. We both knew it would be coming off. The pain and the suffering, they were only temporary. But that morning, it was different. I curled up in bed and just watched. I watched you squirm. I watched you ache. I watched you pull on the cage and try to adjust it. I watched you do everything you could to make it stop. I watched as your own body tormented you. I watched and I smiled. It was like a new game. I knew that if you were ever going to be able to get out of your cage, it was going to be right then. I even told you I wanted to see you try. Do you remember? I took note of everything. That's how you learn when you play games. You watch and pay attention. I remember brushing your hair back and looking into your eyes. Your confused, desperate eyes. It wasn't what you thought it would be, not exactly. It was new for both of us. Now, if I had let you put it on yourself, if I had let you click the lock, if I had let it be your game, I probably would have unlocked you. But I was the one who put it on you, and I was the one who clicked the lock shut. It was my game, not yours. And I was enjoying seeing how it was going to play out. When you calmed down and the swelling in your poor cock stopped, you didn't say anything. You just curled up in my arms. Holding you was part of the game too. I felt such a rush as you pressed into me. I wanted us to forget about your cock for a little while and just enjoy the feeling of our bodies touching. Over the next few months, the games grew longer in duration. A few days, then a week, then 2 weeks. Finally, we made it to a month. A month of your cock being locked up by me. The longer it went, the more attentive you became. The more you wanted to do the things I enjoyed. Touching, holding, kissing. I started to get more direct about things. Teaching you and directing you how to touch me and where. I taught you how to eat my pussy. Not like some ravenous, sex-starved beast, but gently, lovingly. How to pleasure me for hours, not minutes. How to use your mouth, your lips, and your tongue to tease me and slowly build things to a mind-blowing climax. I taught you a new game. How to make me come. Once your cock was no longer the center of things, our entire game changed. You became more direct too, more open, more honest. I love that about us. I could tell you everything I wanted without ever worrying about how you would take it. You wanted to know. You wanted me to teach you. You wanted to know the rules of my game so you could play it to the best of your abilities. You also taught me so much about yourself, how to reward you, how to make the game interesting for you and me both, how to make you want to keep playing. I learned how much you love kissing me, how much you love my lips. How you even like watching me put on my lipstick or touching them. And when I do unlock you, wrapping my lips around your cock and letting you inside my mouth. Oh, I also loved hearing how much you love my breasts. I've always been a bit shy about them. They aren't as large as most men like. But hearing you tell me how much you adore them made me feel good. It made me like showing them to you, teasing you with them. The cage never lies. When you look at me that way, it gets tighter. And I like that a lot. It makes me feel wanted, desired, loved. When you told me how much you adored my pussy, worshiping it, kissing it, smelling it, I just melted. And I loved how you confessed to me how much you loved my feet, my high heels, even my socks. I giggled and blushed a bit when you told me you liked to sniff them. I could tell it really embarrassed you, but I thought it was adorable. It felt so sweet. Though it was one thing for you to sniff them, but it was something completely different for me to hold them up to your nose and press them into your face. We both knew you wanted it, but there was something about me making you smell them that made it really hot. Another game for us to play. Oh, foot rubs too. Oh, I wish you hadn't waited so long to tell me. The way you touch my feet, it gives me the shivers. There is nothing better than after a long shift at work, than putting my feet in your lap and feeling your strong hands work out all the tension of the day. I never knew having my feet touch like that could feel so good. Even when you hug me and we cuddle, it's different now. Don't get me wrong, it was always good. But now it feels like every moment we touch has something more to it. Maybe because you're locked up. Or maybe just because we've grown so much closer because of these games we play. And now we're going to play a new game. You know how much I love our games. Oh, I love watching you squirm every time I come up with a new one. This game has a brand new set of rules. I hope you like them. I gave them a lot of thought. I got this set of stickers. See? Cute little stars. There are red ones, blue ones, silver ones, and gold ones. And from now on, all those things you like to do, all our cuddling and kissing and foot rubs and sniffing of stinky socks, they are all going to have a cost for you, a price. And we are going to record them with these little stickers. You can have any of the things anytime you want. But when you get them, we add one of the stickers to your chart. Oh yes, I made one of those too. I put it on the fridge with today's date. The little red stars are worth 1 day. The blue stars are 2. The silver are 3. And the gold are worth 4 days. If you want to touch me, it costs 1 red star. And we'll go put it on your chart, and it adds 1 day to your chastity. A kiss costs a blue star, and so on. I made up a list. Rules. Rules for our new game. I wrote them all down for you. I'm sure it will take you a while to memorize them all. Anything not on the list, you can ask me to add, and I'll figure out how many stars it will cost you. Anything except unlocking you. That's the one thing that no amount of stars can buy. Those little stars are going to determine how long you stay locked up for me. So, from now on, no more touching me, cuddling, kissing, or seeing me in that sexy lingerie you like. No more foot rubs, and no more stinky sock sniffing. Well, not for free at least. Now everything has a cost, a sacrifice. Oh, I can see your poor little brain trying to do the math. It isn't just your game, it's my game too. My game is to make you want those things, knowing there is a cost. Make you ache for them, crave them, to tease you with them. I want to make you give something up to please me, to be with me. I want to see that conflict whenever you reach out to touch me, knowing it's going to make your chastity go on for just a bit longer, or a lot longer. I want you to eat my pussy and make me come, knowing it means adding a little gold star sticker to your chart. I love knowing that the things that cause your suffering to be extended are also the things that you so desperately want and need. How they tease you and torment you. I know just how much you want them now, because I'm the one who made you want them. I want to watch you lose control as your desire overwhelms you. Every time from now on, I want there to be a cost for you. Once I told you all these things and showed you the list of rules and the costs, I couldn't wait to see what you did, how you played the game. And you didn't disappoint me. You stood up and peeled off one of the blue stars. I watched as you walked over to your chart and placed it next to the date I'd written in purple marker. You came back to me, grabbed me, and kissed me as hard, deeply, and passionately as you ever have. 2 days for one kiss. I reached down and I felt your caged cock. It was throbbing. When your lips pulled away from mine, I felt a rush, not just from the kiss, but from the feeling that it had cost you something and that you were willing to pay for it. For my lips, for my kiss, for me. You didn't touch me. You didn't hug me. You knew that would cost you now too. But you did whisper in my ear, and whispers were free. Your hot breath mixed with your words, and I could feel my arousal grow. I love you, you told me. And I love our games. Let's play.